亲爱的弟兄姊妹，大家下午好。
Dear brothers and sisters, good afternoon.
我们感谢主哈，叫我们一起聚集在他面前。
We thank the Lord we can come and gather before him.
我们为这次特会，我们特别的感谢我们的主。
And for this conference, we especially thank our Lord.
叫我们借着神的仆人，我们越来越认识我们这位荣耀的主。
And through his servants, we know more and more about our glorious Lord.
Yeah, 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天下午我们来唱一首伟大的神。
This afternoon, we'll sing this hymn, How Great Thou Art.
弟兄姊妹，我们好不好？我们一起站起来唱这首诗歌。
Brothers and sisters, why don't we rise and sing this song together?
这首诗歌有四节。
There are four stanzas to this song.
我们还在等弟兄姊妹进入会场。我们好不好？我们先唱头两节。
Why don't we first sing the first two stanzas as the brothers and sisters still file into the auditorium?
那我们唱主歌的时候呢，弟兄姊妹，我们用低声、小声来唱。
When we sing the beginning part, let us use a lower voice, a softer voice.
因为这首歌弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
Because we know this hymn very well, brothers and sisters.
当我们唱副歌的时候，
And when we get to the refrain,
我们大声地来唱。
And let's use a big voice.
好，我们请姊妹弹第一节。
Together, let our sister play it once for us. Thank you.
小组分享的时候
Brothers and sisters, on the first day of our group discussion
弟兄姊妹请坐
Brothers, please be seated、
那有很多弟兄姊妹、尤其年轻的弟兄姊妹说这个神的荣耀有一点点的抽象
The younger brothers and sisters shared in the first day of group discussion that the glory of God seems a little bit abstract.
Yeah, 但是我们知道我们的神他是何等的荣耀。
But we know that our God is so glorious.
Yeah, 他的荣耀显现在他的创造当中。
And his glory is manifested in his creation.
Yeah, 神的荣耀在他的创造当中完完全全的彰显出来。
And God's glory is fully manifested and displayed in His creation.
Yeah, 我们感谢主，他的荣耀也在基督里显现出来。
And we thank the Lord that His glory is also manifested in Christ.
我们的神本有神的荣耀，他道成肉身，住在我们当中，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Our God is fully dwelling in us and full of truth and grace.
Yeah, 他的荣耀。也彰显在他的救赎里头。
And his glory is manifested in his redemption.
弟兄姊妹，大家想一想，我们这些本来是在死亡过犯当中的人。
Brothers and sisters, think about it. We who are dead in sins and transgression.
我们的主，他爱我们。
Our Lord,
他用他的宝血把我们买赎回来。
Our Lord, he loves us and uses his precious blood to purchase us.
归到他的名下
and to come under his name.
所以说他愿意他荣耀的恩典叫我们这些被救赎的人来称赞
so that his glorious grace can be praised among his people.
我们也感谢主他的荣耀在他与他百姓他儿女的同在当中
and we thank our Lord that his glory is among his people, his children.
我们感谢赞美主
We thank and praise our Lord.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们再来把这一首诗歌从第一节到第四节再唱一遍。
So brothers and sisters, let us sing this hymn once through from stanza 1 through 4. Dear Lord,
爱我们的主耶稣,
Lord Jesus who loves us,
随时帮助我们的圣灵,
the Holy Spirit who ever helps us,
我们在这里, 我们感谢,
here we thank you and we praise you.
你实在是你的荣耀,
you, by your glory you attract us. And you lift us up from those who are of the dust.
并且你要应许我们,
and you promise us to bring us into glory.
亲爱的主,
dear Lord, we pray that this afternoon you continue to speak to us.
接着我们亲爱的彭弟兄,
through our dear brother Ted, that you reveal your whole heart to us.
让我们更爱你,
so that we love you more, that we please you more.
我们在这祷告,
and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We hand the following time to Brother Ted.
Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹下午好。
I just wish that we could continue to sing that song.
我希望我们还可以继续唱那首诗歌。Yeah,
the Lord is wonderful.
我们的主真是美好。
How great he is.
他真是伟大。
And then when he comes back,
当他再来的时候,
it will be so wonderful.
真是美好的一件事情。
So, this afternoon, you know, brothers and sisters, I heard as our brother who lead our song saying, we somehow feel this glory, this thing is abstract.
那当我们刚才带领诗歌的弟兄刚才提到，这个荣耀好像是件非常抽象的事情。
And also, we wish that there we could have a one sentence or something to describe glory fully.
那我们希望好像就用一句话就能把完全的把荣耀给它形容出来。
And then if that's the case, then we are happy, you know, we can have a good sleep.
那我们如果能做到这一点呢，我们就很高兴，满足，我们可以睡觉。
Dear brother and sister, when I was younger,
那当我年轻的时候,
when I was thinking about the glory and glory of God,
当我想到荣耀和神的荣耀,
you know, I finally realized that the glory of the Lord is not describable.
那我就突然发现这个神的荣耀是不能形容的。
It is also infinite.
而且是无限的。
Now at that time, I thought about this math definition of infinity.
那我就想到这个数学上对无限的定义。
And I believe nowadays in high school, you have learned this thing called infinity.
那我想你们在高中的都学过这个无限的定义是什么。
You know, the word infinity means if you say I know of a huge number.
如果说你对无限的定义就是说我对知道一个很大的数字。
1,000.
一千。
Now infinity is larger than 1,000.
但是这个无限是高乎一千的。
And then you say a huge number, 1,000,000.
或者说更大的数字100,000
and then infinity is larger than that.
但是无限要超过这个
and no huge number 1,000,000,000
或者是10亿
yeah, 10,000,000,000
100亿
infinity means something larger than that.
但是这个无限还是要超越这个
isn't that the definition of infinity?
这个不就是无限的定义吗
you high school guys
你们在高中应该知道
you see, this is, so at that time I felt the glory of God is like that.
那我就想到我们神的荣耀就是如此。
It's bigger than anything that we can think of.
超越我们任何可以想象得到的。
It's unlimited.
是无限的。
But the wonder is this.
但是奇妙的是。
The wonder is this infinity. I mean, this glory of God.
这个神的荣耀。
It's something that we can, among brothers and sisters, and our brother, when he was leading our song, he said, we can see the Lord's glory among brothers and sisters.
确实像我们刚才弟兄所说的我们可以在弟兄姐妹当中可以看到这个荣耀。
Yeah, and also, the you know, the brothers will help us. For example, this morning, our brother Dana says, glory is heavy.
像我们今天早上有弟兄帮助我们说他说这个荣耀乃是有分量的。
Anytime you actually see the glory of the Lord or sense it, and you feel heavy inside.
无论什么时候你碰到或者看到神的荣耀你就里边觉得有一个 很重的分量在里边
and many brothers including this brother to Austin Sparks
很多弟兄包括石百克弟兄
he said you know God's glory is that he is satisfied
他就说神的荣耀的意思就包括当他满足的时候
and also he is delighted
当他有喜悦的时候
you know, two things satisfied and delighted
两件事情他满足他喜悦
So, dear brothers and sisters, yesterday I shared with brothers and sisters about the Isaiah idea of glory of the Lord.
那昨天我们就分享到从以赛亚书来看神的荣耀。
And I remember we mentioned chapter 43, verse 7.
我们昨天提到43章的第七节。
The Lord says, you are created for my glory.
是你们是为我的荣耀所创造的。
And also just a few verses before, it's verse 4.
就是前几节的第四节。
It says that you are my precious ones.
你是我至宝至尊的。
So he mentioned somebody who, a group of people, he called them precious.
而且他称呼一批人是称为他宝贵的。
And a few verses later, chapter 43, verse 10.
第四十三章第十节
He's saying, you are my witnesses.
你是我的见证人
And then you are my servants.
你是我的仆人
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
It's very concrete from the point of view of Isaiah.
从以赛亚角度来看非常的具体
And then when we see this, my precious ones.
当看到我的所宝贵的这些
Of course, he considered the whole Israel to be precious to him.
当然说全以色列人对神来说都是宝贝的
But there are some people,who really are following him, really love him.
但是有一批人他们真是在那边来跟随神。
And in the book of Isaiah, they are called the remnants.
那以赛亚书就称呼这批人为余民。
So Isaiah, you know, said that these are my delight. Those are my precious ones.
那以赛亚书神就称这些文是我所喜悦的。
And that is actually what he observed in previous years.
那这个也是他在往年他所看到的。
But when he sees the look to the future,
当他看往将来去看。
And that's what he says. He said, you are my witnesses and you are my servants.
他说你是我的见证人我的仆人。
So essentially when he foresees in the future,
当他往看到将来的时候
These people who follow the Lord,
这些跟随神的人
and they were called the remnants,
这乎称呼渔民的人
then they become the servants of the Lord.
他们就成为神的仆人
They follow Christ.
他们跟随基督
They follow this one which Isaiah called my servant.
他们跟随在以赛亚书所称呼我的仆人。
And then when his servant became, one day became the redeemer of Zion.
那这个仆人有一天他要成为西安的救赎者。
These people were following him.
这些人就跟随他。
Those people were his servants.
这些人也是他的仆人。
And then finally, they went through difficulties.
他们经过困难。
Yeah, and then they also, the Lord assigned them to be the watchmen on the wall of Jerusalem.
神差派他们在耶路撒冷城墙做守望者。
And the Lord told them that you do not rest.
而且他说你们不要休息。
And do not let God rest.
也不要让神来休息。
Until he makes Jerusalem a praise on the earth.
直到神使耶路撒冷在地上称为可称赞的。
And then coming to the almost the end of the book.
来到这本书的末了。
Then God called these people a name.
神称呼这些人一个名称。
The name is the new wine in the cluster.
就是葡萄中的新酒。
And this is, let's take a look. This is chapter 65.
这个是在第六十五章。
And verse, let me see. I think it's verse 8.
Yes.
Chapter 65, verse 8. Verse 8. It says, Thus said the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, And it is said, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do, for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all.
以赛亚书第六十五章第八节，耶和华如此说：葡萄中寻得新酒，人就说不要毁坏，因为福在其中。我因我仆人的缘故，也必照样而行，不将他们全然毁灭。
So two things. The one thing is the Lord when he talked about the new wine in a cluster mean the good grapes in a cluster.
这边就是一方面他讲到说葡萄中有他得到一个新酒。
Yeah, and then he says, I'm not really talking about grapes, I'm talking about my servants.
这边他不是说葡萄或者是酒，他是讲到我的仆人。
So he's talking about those remnants.
他讲到这些渔民。
And he says, I consider them to be the grapes in the cluster, the good grapes in the cluster.
那我就把他们看作为说葡萄中的新酒。
And the other thing is, because of them, I'm not going to destroy all.
那因为这些人，我就不会全然毁灭。
The whole Israel, which he expect them to be good, they were not good.
神期待整全以色列人都是好的，但是他们不好。
But here is a group of people.
但是有这么一批人
they walk with the Lord.
他们与神同行
they're faithful.
他们是忠心的
And they even shed their tears.
而且他们在那边流泪
And they are for the Lord's glory.
为着神的荣耀
For the Lord's house.
为着神的家
And he said, when I see them, I'm not going to destroy it.
神说
destroy the whole Israel.
他说我看到他们我不会有全然毁灭以色列全家
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹们
You see, when we read this 43:7,
当我们读到第四十三章第七节的时候
he says, you are created for my glory.
你是为我的荣耀而创造的。
Prior to that, he said that to me, you are precious.
那之前他说你在我眼中是为宝贝的。
And at the end of the book, he's saying that you are the new wine in the cluster.
在末了他说你是葡萄中的新酒。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
remember, the glory, God shows his glory.When his heart is satisfied.
我们记得当神的心意满足的时候他的荣耀就得到彰显。
And when he is delighted.
当他有喜悦的时候。
Now this group of people, very silent.
那这批人他们很安静。
They just follow the Lord.
他们就在那边跟随着。
They were led by my servant.
他是被我的仆人而带领的。
Led by Christ.
让基督来带领的。
And then finally, the Lord really is satisfied.
那最后我们的神真是心满意足。
Not only satisfied, he's so happy.
他不仅是心满意足，而且他很喜乐。
And because of them, I'm not going to destroy the whole thing.
那因为这些人，我不会使他们全然毁灭。
And because of them, I'm not going to forget about my people.
因为这些人，我不会忘记我的百姓。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see this group of people.
所以这一批人。
They at the end see the glory of God.
最后他们看到了神的荣耀。
They at the end they see the pleasure of God.
他们也看到神所喜悦的。
They at the end they see the praises of God.
他们也看到神的称赞。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹们。
Now that we ought to be that kind of the remnant.
那这样的余民是我们应该成为的。
Now if we live like those remnants,
那如果我们活着像这些渔民
follow the Lord,
跟随主
even silently,
就算是安静的跟随主
for many years,
很多年
and the result is,
的结果就是
the Lord's heart is so happy.
神的心是如此的喜悦
you are the new wine in the cluster.
你就是葡萄中的新酒
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
you see, when we go through these remnants, when they go through year by year,
当这些渔民一年一年这么过来
，Gradually they will see the glory of God brighter and brighter.
慢慢他们看到神的荣耀越来越明显。
It is something gradual.
是缓慢的。
So because of that, so brothers and sisters, we do not have to say or think that God's glory is so abstract.
所以因为这一点，我们就可以说神的荣耀不是那么抓不住虚无缥缈的。
Yeah.And so the important thing, brothers and sisters, is to walk and live like these remnants.
所以重要的就是我们要活着，要像这样的渔民。
And then when you go through,
当你这么走过来
you will see the glory of the Lord on the way.
你就看到路上满了这个神的荣耀。
Now just for my young brothers, sisters' sake.
那就为了在我们当中的年轻的弟兄姊妹们
I just give you my own little example.
我给你一点我自己的例子。
After the first WCCC, my wife and I joined the Hamburg Christian Fellowship.
那这是第一届的西岸特会之后，我和我的妻子就参加在 Hamburg 那边的聚会。
Yeah, and at that time I was I'm a little older than you, but I'm only about 40 some years old.
那个时候我只比你们年长一点点，我才四十多岁。
And I went to this fellowship, these brothers were very nice to me.
我去这个聚会的地方，那弟兄们对我很好。
They didn't assign me any responsibility.
他们没让我干什么活。
So I every time every Sunday I'll go help sweep the floor.
所以每主日我去帮助扫扫地。
And arrange the chairs.
把椅子摆一摆。
And also they want me to help to teach the Sunday school.
也让我来帮助教这个主日学。
Now at that time that Sunday school I think three boys.
主日学那个时候只有三个小男生。
And I believe one day after I taught them.You know, they were all sitting on the sofa. So I went over there. I say hi to them.
所以三个男生坐在沙发上说，我说 hi.
The one boy said, "You're boring."
其中一个就对我说，你太无聊了。
And you know, it's really bad, but
非常不好的体验。
But you know, a few years later.
那几年以后。
And this boy was is not a boy anymore. He was saved.
那这个几年这个孩子就不再是小孩子，他
saved.
那他是得救了。
And his dad told me.
他的父亲跟我讲。
Dad told me that one of those days when you were giving a gospel message, he was saved.
你知道吗？就是他父亲跟我讲，有一次你来传福音的时候，那一次他就得救了。
So I was very happy.
我很高兴。
Yeah.You know, brothers and sisters, when we are a remnant, we do things for the house of God.
所以我们作为渔民的话，我们就在神的家中来尽忠。
Another thing about remnant,
那另外关乎渔民的
is if you look at the book of Isaiah,
我们看以赛亚书
none of the people in the remnant was named.
没有一个渔民他们是被提名的。
No name.
没有名字。
No name.
没名字。
Wonderful. You know, the more I think about it, the more I think it's wonderful.
我越想越觉得很奇妙。
So, a few years later, we bought a building, an old building.
几年之后，我们就在那边买了一个老的一个建筑。
Yeah, I mean, our fellowship bought a building.
我们的聚会就买了一个新的地方。
And that building was built in 1940.
那个是1940年代这个建造的，很老。
So the government required us to actually add some some toilets.
政府就要求我们加一些的这个马桶。
So, the contractors were doing our things.
一个包工头在那边来干这些事情。
And then there were a couple of old toilets.
有两个老的马桶。
And the contractors said, well, let's just throw them away and buy some new.
这个包工头就说把老的扔了我们换新的吧。
At that time, we were very poor.
那个时候我们这个资金很紧。
So I just told them, I just asked the plumber, I mean, is there any way I can clean it?
我就问那个我能不能我自己把它打扫一下清理一下呢
So he said, it's possible. You go to a Home Depot.
可以你去这个 Home Depot.
You buy this kind.
你买这个东西。
So I went.
我去。
I brought back.
我买回来。
Clean the toilet.
我洗了这个马桶。
The toilet was shining.
这马桶就像就发亮很新了。
I'm so happy.
我很高兴的。
We don't have to pay him more.
我就不用再付这个额外的钱了。
And then a sister.
一个姊妹。
A sister, he saw that toilet, he asked me where to buy that.
一个姊妹看见他说
cleaner.
你说你从哪儿去买这个清洁剂啊
？So my point is this, brothers and sisters, the wonderful thing is the remnants don't have any name.
所以奇妙的是这些渔民他们没有名字。
When we serve in the house of God,
当我们在神家中来敬忠的时候
，you don't have to be a speaker.
你不说要当个讲
员。We don't have to be any responsible brother or any of that.
或者说要当一个负责的弟兄。
The remnant is beautiful.
这个渔民是很美丽的。
We can just be one of the brother and one of the sister.
我们可以就做成其中的一个弟兄一个姊妹。
And then we love the house of God.
我们爱神的家。
Then we're just like the remnant at that time.
那我们就会像当时的那批渔民。
When we live on.
我们往前走的时候
Gradually we actually will see the glory of the Lord.
我们慢慢就看到神的荣耀
The glory of the Lord shining in his people.
神的荣耀就在他的百姓当中来彰显出来
Among our brothers and sisters.
在弟兄姐妹当中
So, brothers and sisters, this is how we grew up.
这就是我们成长的经历
We grew up in the glory of the Lord.
我们是在神的荣耀当中来成长
And when time went on,
当时间慢慢过来
the Lord's heart was pleased.
神的心就满足。
And the brothers and sisters' hearts pleased.
弟兄姐妹的心也是满足。
And we grew.
我们就成长。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
the glory of God is something that we live in.
是神的荣耀，我们是活在其中的。
We dwell in there.
我们是住在其中的。
We grew up.
我们在其中成长
we smell it.
我们可以闻到
breathe in and breathe out.
我们可以呼进呼出
in the glory of God.
这个是神的荣耀
So, brothers and sisters, do not lose heart.
所以弟兄姐妹们不要丧失你们的心
Because you cannot give a definition to the glory of God.
就是因为你不能给荣耀下个定义
It is beyond our definition.
我们下不了定义
But it's so wonderful.
但是非常的美好
It is our life.
是我们的生命
Especially when we are with brothers and sisters.
当我们与弟兄姐妹在一起的时候
Yeah, so that's something I just want to share with you.
所以这个就是我想简单的分享
Remember, the remnant, they don't have names.
记着这些渔民没有名字
And they only walk and work and please God.
他们只是在那边行走服侍来讨神的喜悦。
And they only serve brothers and sisters.
他们只在那边来服侍弟兄姐妹们。
This is the wonderful picture of the remnant.
这个就是渔民的那幅美丽的图画。
And this is the wonderful picture of the glory of God's people.
这也是神百姓荣耀的那幅图画。
Yeah, and let me give you another example.
我再给你们一个例子。
And recently, I asked the high school graduate.
最近我问刚从高中毕业的那帮人。
And I said, because oftentimes I heard people say, you hear the message in both Chinese and English with translation is hard.
你们经常说这个听讲到中英互相翻译听起来很不容易。
And especially for younger ones, I heard.
尤其是我听说，尤其是在年轻人当中不容易。
So I asked that young brother.
我问那个年轻的弟兄。
Who just graduated from high school.
刚从高中毕业的。
I said, is it hard to hear translation?
你这个
Chinese to English, English to Chinese.
你听这个信息中翻英，英翻中，是不是很难呢
？He thought about it.
他想了一想。
He said yes.
是。
And then he said,
他又说
，It can be overcome.
但是可以是胜过的。
I'm really thrilled to hear that.
我听了真是很这个很激动。
It's so wonderful.
太美好了。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
You know, remember we mentioned this David, Psalm 133.
我们记着我们昨天提到诗篇133篇大卫所写的。
It's so how pleasant and how wonderful to see brothers dwell together in unity.
弟兄们同居，和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
And then when we read in the New Testament,
当我们读新约的时候
，Apostle Paul so emphatic about oneness.
使徒保罗他真是对这个合一有很多的很强的感觉。
Remember he's saying there's no Jew or Gentile.
他你记得不记得他说不再分犹太人或者是外邦人
？Yeah, I should say Jews or Greek.
或者说是犹太人和希利尼人。
Those who have culture and those who don't have culture.
那些有文化的或者没文化的。
Those who are masters or who are those who are servants.
那些是雇主的，那些是主人，或者是那些为奴的。
Christ is all and is in all.
基督是一切，又在一切当中。
So together, brothers and sisters, there's this point. We don't speak the same language, but we are one in the house of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不虽尽管我们不讲同一个语言，但是我们是都是在神的家中是一。
Every time when I see brothers, sisters who grew up speaking English try to say some Chinese and not very well.
每一次我看到在这边长大的这帮年轻人，他试着讲一些中文，跟虽然讲的不好。
You know, my heart was moved to tears.
但是我的心就是真是被感动，我泪都要流出来。
And also, I see those brothers and sisters who just came from China.
或者说刚从中国来的这帮弟兄姐妹们。
And they took years to have their kids speak in English.
他们要花很多年把孩子们培养出来，要讲英文。
Try their best to join and to speak English with other brothers and sisters.
他们很努力的要和其他的弟兄姐妹一起来说英文。
I thank the Lord.
我感谢主。
You know, those are small things.
这都是小事情。
But when you think about it,
我们想这些事的时候
，this is the spirit of the remnant.
这些就是渔民的那个灵。
You know, we follow the Lord.
我们跟随主。
And we live for God's glory.
我们是为着神的荣耀而活。
So I'll just leave that with you.
那我就停到这里。
So brothers and sisters, do not feel that God's glory is so far away from you.
所以我们不要觉得神的荣耀离我们是那么遥远。
It's actually very close to you.
其实和我们非常的近。
The key thing is we got to live in the right way.
最重要的是我们要活得正确。
Yeah, what the Lord lead us to live, that we ought to live that way.
神这样来带领我们，我们就这样活出来。
Well, today I think I just want to continue to share from what we left yesterday.
那今天我们继续昨天所分享的。
Yeah, yesterday we share on the Zion.
昨天我们讲到西安。
Now today I would like to share with you the return from the captivity.
那今天我们就讲是将被掳的带回。
And let's take a look at Psalm 126.
那我们先翻到诗篇第127篇。
It is a very simple song.
非常简单的一首。
Only six verses.
只有六节。
Psalm 126.
126篇。
Okay, I'll just read and then my brother will translate.
我就这样先读，然后我。
I'll just read 1, 2, and 3 first.
我先读一到三节。
When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad.
诗篇第126篇头三节。当耶和华将那些被掳的带回西安的时候，我们好像做梦的人，我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事，耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
So these three verses talk about, the author talks about something that already happened.
头三节作者讲到已经发生的事情。
Yeah, and then verses 4 and 5 and 6.
然后第四到第六节。
Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seeds for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheep with him.
第四到第六节，耶和华啊，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
So the first three verses talk about something wonderful that already happened.
头三节讲到已经发生一件美好的事情。
Which is the captivity is coming back to Jerusalem.
被掳的被带回耶路撒冷。
And then it says the mouths are filled with laughter because they are so happy.
他们满口喜乐，因为他们很欢乐。
And also the Lord has done great things.
因为神为他们行了大事。
You know, this is his observation of what was already done.
这是他看到所发生的事情。
And when he looked to the future,
那他往前将来看的时候
，He asked the Lord to bring back our captivity, O Lord.
他说求神使你们使我们被掳的人归回。
You know, whether there are still people who are in captivity or whether it's in a spiritual thing.
或者无论是他们身体是在被掳的当中或者是属灵上的问题。
Yeah, he's saying that ask the Lord to bring them back.
他求神使他们归回。
And the verse 5, it says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
第五节说流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
So,Tears and the reap.
所以这边说有流泪，然后这边有收割。
And verse 6 talk about sheep.
第六节那边说有禾捆。
Yeah, he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheep with him.
那带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带。禾捆回来。
You know, think about this picture. When they sow, they are sowing just the seeds.
我们就想这幅图画，有人在那边撒种。
And when they sow the seeds, they were in tears.
他们流着泪在撒种。
And then finally, when they bring the sheaves back, there's a whole bunch of things.
那他们来收割的时候，就带着一捆捆的这个禾捆回来。
So that's the picture.
这个是那幅图画。
Now there were three things. If you look at these psalms, there were three.items that I want to pay attention.
我们看这首诗篇，我有三件事情我想提出来。
The one thing is called Zion.
第一件事情是西安。
And the second thing is bring back captivity.
第二件事情是将被掳的带回来。
And the third thing is verse 5, sow in tears and reap in joy.
第三件事情是第五节，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Now this sow in tears and reap in joy we'll talk about tomorrow.
这个流泪撒种欢呼收割我们明天来讲。
And this Zion we already talked about yesterday.
昨天我们已经讲了西安。
So today we're going to talk about bring back the captivity.
那今天我们就讲这些被掳的归回。
Yeah, another thing very interesting about this song.
那另外一件这诗篇很有意思的。
While in the act of captivity and return.
这个被掳然后又带回来。
Yeah, at the time of Daniel,
在但以理
time of Ezra, and the time of Nehemiah.
在但以理、以斯拉还有尼希米这他们的时间。
In these three books,
这三卷书
，Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah.
但以理、以斯拉还有尼希米。
The word Zion did not appear.
这个词西安没有出现。
It's only Jerusalem.
只是说提到耶路撒冷。
You know, brothers and sisters, the reason is those people.They were writing their books when they were actually in captivity.
这个原因就是因为他们写这三卷书的时候，他们人是在被掳之地。
There were no freedom at all.
他们没有自由。
Now whether they will be able to go back, they don't know.
他们能不能够回去，他们不知道。
So it's a kind of a sad situation.
一个很悲哀的光景。
Yeah. So in their books, the Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah, the word Zion didn't appear.
所以在这三卷书当中，西安这个词没有出现。
You know, Zion and Jerusalem, there were different emphasis.
西安和耶路撒冷有不一样的着重点。
Zion means Jerusalem in heaven.
西安重点指的是在天上的耶路撒冷。
Heavenly Jerusalem.
属天的耶路撒冷。
Remember yesterday when we talked about the Hebrews chapter 12.
昨天我们提到希伯来书第十二章。
You know, you are coming to Zion.
你们是来到西安。
And the city of the living God.
是永生神的城邑。
The heavenly Jerusalem.
是天上的耶路撒冷。
So Zion, the emphasis is heavenly. Is heavenly.
所以西安的着重点是属天的。
The Jerusalem, the emphasis is the Jerusalem there. On the ground.
耶路撒冷这个词的着重点是地上的那个城。
So when they went through this thing,
当他们来走过这些，
when they went through the captivity and return,
他们经过了被掳，他们归回。
They seem to only talk about Jerusalem.
好像他们只在提到地上的耶路撒冷。
Because it's difficult.
因为很难。
But then when the author writes about Psalm 126,
但是当作者写到126篇的时候，
he's saying the captivity of Zion.
他说被掳的带回西安。
You know, the hope is there.
盼望在那里。
Joy is there.
喜乐在那里。
And the position is heavenly.
地位是在属天的。
Okay, so let's come to these captivity and return.
那我们现在就讲这些被掳的带回。
Friends and sisters, the captivity here is like 500 years before Christ.
被掳发生的事情大概是基督来之前的500年。
And this is the Judah.
是讲到犹大。
You know, this particular thing is about Judah.
这一段是主要讲到犹大。
Yeah, but the idea of we may be taken captive was at Moses' time.
这个意念说要被带到被掳之地，其实摩西他就提出来了。
And Moses was the year like 1500 years before Christ.
这个摩西的时间大概是主前1500年。
So that's about 1,000 years before they were really taken captivity from Judah.
那也就是说，他犹大被掳之前头1000年。
You know, when Moses gave warning,
摩西给了这样的警告。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, right?
申命记。
Deuteronomy.Yeah, right. Okay, it's at the end of Deuteronomy.
是在申命记的末了。
When Moses was about to die,
摩西要被接去了。
But he saw something.
他看到了一些。
You know, Moses in his final age was truly a wonderful person.
摩西在他末了的时候是一个美好的一个人。
It is at the end of Deuteronomy when he said that God is your life.
这是在申命记的末了，他说神是你们的生命。
Yeah, it's a surprising, it's a wonderful statement in the Old Testament.
在旧约，这是一个很奇妙的一句话。
We could only think of God is your life as something stated in the New Testament.
我们讲神是我们的生命，我们总觉得是新约的话。
But Moses, when he was about to die.
但是当摩西要去世的时候，
he told people, he told the Israelites,
他告诉以色列人，
he said, God is your life.
神是你们的生命。
Now in addition,
不仅这样，
he told them this,
他告诉他们，
he told them, if you live according to God's guidance,
如果
to his laws,
如果你按遵行神的律法，
you know, God will make you to be above all the nations.
他要使你们超乎万国的。
Now, however, if you reject the law of God,
但是如果你们不听从、不遵行他的诫命，
then you will be scattered to the end of the earth.
你们就会被分散到万民之中。
And then third, now if while you are there you repent,
那在那边如果你们是要悔改的话，
you want to live by the law of the Lord.
你们要想要再要遵行神的律法，
Then God will bring you back.
那神就会把你们带回来。
Brothers and sisters, at that time there was no Jerusalem.
那个时候还没有耶路撒冷。
It's Canaan, right?
只有迦南。
迦南 Canaan, yeah, it's only Canaan.
只有迦南。
Yeah, So this is what Moses said.
这个就是摩西说的。
And you wonder, you know, why Moses could think about this.
那就是神，这摩西他为什么会想到这一点？
But he said that in Deuteronomy 28 and 30.
这个他是申命记28:30那边他说。
Quite amazing when Moses in his end time.
就是他这个时候他能说这样的话很奇妙。
And then what happened in the next 1,000 years is exactly that.
然后之后的1000年就是像他所说这样发生。
We thank the Lord there was the wonderful people like Samuel.
哦，感谢主有美好的见证人像撒母耳。
And the wonderful people like David.
像大卫。But
then from Solomon time.
但是从所罗门的时候开始，就开始向下。
They are not really walking with the Lord.
他们就不是真正的在那边来跟随神。
So the north and south is divided when Solomon died.
所罗门死后南北就分开。And
doesn't take very long for the north to be totally taken by Assyria.
那没有多久就被亚述北边被掳去了。
Yeah, and then after that, about 100 years later, the south is being sieged constantly by Assyria, later by Nebuchadnezzar.
然后这个南部也很快的也经常的是被亚述后来被这个尼布甲尼撒他来被围困。
So the spiritual condition of Israel is just decay.
然后所以以色列属灵的光景就一直在败坏往下走。
The north was taken by Assyria.
北边被亚述掳去。
10 tribes.
10个部落。
Never came back.
从再也没有回来。
And the south was then gradually is taken sometimes by Egypt, sometimes by Assyria, and sometimes finally by Nebuchadnezzar.
然后南国就是逐渐的，先是被埃及，后来被亚述，最后被尼布甲尼撒，都被掳去了。
Yeah. Say about the 606 years before Christ.
就是在主前660年。
The first group was taken.
第一批人被掳去。
And Daniel was one of them.
但以理其中一员。
Yeah. So let's look at Daniel and look at and that's at that time. And 70 years later, Persian king wanted to let the Israelites to the people of Judah go back.
然后70年后，一个波斯王愿意让这些犹大民回归。
Yeah, that's the first time that they return.
这是他们第一次回归。
And then about 80 years later,
然后80年之后,
the second wave go back.
第二批人他们回去,
the second wave is Ezra.
第二批人就是以斯拉所带领的,
and the third time is just about 10, 15 years after the second time.
然后第三批就是第二批之后10到15年,
that's Nehemiah bring them back.
尼希米带领他们回去。
So, but sisters, but then when you see what's happening,
当我们看到这些,
you know, they were very sad.
他们很难过。
You know, when they were in the Nebuchadnezzar's palace,
他们在尼布甲尼撒的王宫里面,
they had totally no freedom.
他们完全没有自由。
For this 160 years,
160年之久,
the Israel people, the Judah people,
这个犹太人,
they totally have no freedom.
完全没有自由。
You know, the foreigners, if they want to kill them, they can kill them anytime.
这个外邦人要想杀他们，他们什么时候都可以杀他们。
So it's very, very difficult.
非常的困难。
Yeah. And then let's look at the story of Daniel.
那我们来看但以理的故事。
Yeah. The Daniel, we all remember, you know, when we read the book of Daniel, we all remember that he and his three friends, you know, when they were taken into Nebuchadnezzar's palace.
那我们读到但以理就一直会想到但以理和他三个朋友被带到尼布甲尼撒王宫里面去。They were
good-looking kid.
这个非常英俊的年轻人。Not
only they're good-looking, but they actually learned.
不仅是英俊，而且是有学识的。And
then the Nebuchadnezzar wants to make them the Babylonian.
尼布甲尼撒王就想要把他们变成为这个巴比伦人。
Yeah. So that they can serve in the Babylonian palace.
那他们能够使他们在巴比伦这个王宫里面来服侍。
Yeah. We all know that Daniel and his friends, they try not to eat the food of the Babylonians.
我们知道但以理和他三个朋友就不吃王宫里边的食物。
And those are wonderful stories.
非常美好的故事。
And then, so brothers and sisters, you see how difficult this is?
你没有看到这个多么艰难的一件事。
You don't have freedom not to eat.
你有这个自由说可以去吃。
You don't have the freedom not to eat.
你没有这个自由去不去吃。
You have to beg the one that's in charge of them.
你必须要向管理你们的来去求。
And that one allowed them to try 10 days.
那一位允许你们可以先试着时间。
Thank the Lord, at the 10 days, they were okay.
感谢主，时间之后他们还行。
Yeah, but see, this is the beginning of their captivity.
这个是他们被掳的开始。
Yeah, but then, when time went on,
那是时间过去。
You know, we remember,Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
尼布甲尼撒做了个梦。
And then nobody could solve that dream.
没有人能够解梦。
And this young man by the name of Daniel, he could solve that dream.
那称呼但以理的这个年轻人，他可以来解梦。
Now this is the first time.
第一次。
And then the second time, Nebuchadnezzar had another dream.
第二次尼布甲尼撒他又做了一个梦。
And then Daniel again solved his dream.
但以理他又一次来解梦。
And Daniel was a young man.
他是一个年轻人。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事情？
Then Nebuchadnezzar started to use Daniel, although he's a young man, make Daniel a minister in his palace.
那个时候尼布甲尼撒虽然但以理还是个年轻人，他就用但以理在王宫做一个宰相。
Yeah, and have power over a large part of the kingdom.
那他在他的国度当中很大一部分的国度当中他都有权柄。
Yeah, and then the wonder is this. The wonder is when time went on, even after Nebuchadnezzar died.
时间过去就是到了尼布甲尼撒去世之后。
Later, when Babylon became a Persia.
当巴比伦变成了波斯帝国。
Yeah, under Persia.
在波斯之下。
There's a new king by the name of Darius.
就是在大力乌之下。
And Darius also used Daniel to be his minister.
那大力乌继续用但以理做他的宰相。
Because Daniel is so faithful.
因为但以理是非常的忠心。
The wonder is this, friend and sister.
奇妙的地方是。
You know, these foreign kings.
这些外邦的王。
You know, they could kill Daniel anytime.
他们什么时候都可以杀死但以理。
But actually, they respect Daniel.
但是他们尊敬但以理。
They respect Daniel even more than their own people.
他们尊敬但以理甚至超过他们本国的民。
You know, Daniel over there, although he has to serve the foreign kings.
但以理在那边虽然他要服侍外邦的王
His heart is constantly with God.
但是他的心却一直在神那里。
When the first time Nebuchadnezzar had this dream,
第一次尼布甲尼撒做梦的时候
He had a dream.
他做了一个梦。
And he said, I had a dream.
他说我做梦了。
And I forgot what that dream is.
但是我忘了我做了什么梦。
So he collect all the wise men in his kingdom.
那他把国内的志士都聚集在一起。
You have to tell me what was my dream.
你们必须要告诉我我做的是什么梦。
And also how this dream, what does it really mean?
我的梦是什么意思？
And his wise men said,
那些志士说，
If you don't tell me what your dream is, how can we explain the dream to you?
他们就说你不告诉我我们你们你做了什么我们怎么给你解梦呢
Nebuchadnezzar said, unless you tell me what I had dreamed, otherwise I'll kill you.
你除非你告诉我我做了什么梦不然的话我就全部杀死你们。
Daniel was one of the wise men.
但以理就是其中的一位。
Yeah, it's one of the wise men in the kingdom.
在国中他是志士中的其中的一位。
So Daniel and his friend went to God.
所以但以理和他的朋友们来到神那边他们向神来祷告
And God told Daniel what Nebuchadnezzar's dream was
那神就向但以理启示这个王所做的梦
And Daniel prayed to the Lord
但以理向神祷告
Pray to God in heaven
他向天上的神来祷告
So he went back to visit the king
他回去见王
And he told the king what that dream is
他告诉王他的梦
But the thing, the wonderful thing about that dream is this.
这个梦的奇妙之处是
It's not just an ordinary dream.
不是一个简单的平常的梦
That dream has a statue.
但里边有一个像
So Daniel said, oh, you are dreaming a statue.
丹尼说你是看到一个很大的像。
The statue has a golden head.
有金头。
And has a bronze shoulder.
铜胸。
And then you have a chest.
然后有这个腹部。
Yeah, and the legs.
有腿。
All metal.
全都是金属。
Yeah, and the head is you.
头是你,
and then the next one is your next the future kings.
下面的一部分是要来的国度.
But there is a rock that's stone that's not cut out of man's hand. It will fly from the heaven and hit this smash on this statue and smash it to pieces.
但是有一个不是人手所凿出来的石头从天而降，他要把这个大象砸成碎片。
And when Nebuchadnezzar heard this,
当尼布甲尼撒听到这一点,
his face came white.
他脸就白了。
That's exactly what dream I had.
这个就是他所做的梦。
So what does it mean?
什么意思呢?
So he told Nebuchadnezzar the meaning.
他就告诉王这个意思。
But the important thing, brothers and sisters,
重要的是,
the important thing is there is a rock which is not cut out of the hand of man that flies from heaven and smashes this statue to pieces.
有一个不是人手所凿的石头从天而降要把这个像砸成碎片。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
you see, today we live in the world.
我们活在世上。
In the outside, it seems to be things are changing, you know, year after year.
那年年万事都在变迁。
And what we see this year is so vastly different from before.
今年比起往年有很大的不同。
And oftentimes we will lose heart.
很多时候我们都失去心智。
And feel so frustrated.
我们觉得很沮丧。
What's going to happen in the future?
将来会如何呢?
But think about Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
那我们想到尼布甲尼撒的,
think about what Daniel said.
但尼以所说的,
there is a stone which is not cut out by the hand of man.
有一个石头不是人手所造出来的,
fly from heaven down.
要从天上飞下来,
smash this statue to pieces.
要把这个大象砸成碎片。
So the kingdoms come, the kingdoms go.
所以这个是地上的国要来也要去。
And that rock will stay forever.
但是那个石头却要长久永存。
It will grow into a big mountain.
它要成长成一座大山。
Fill the earth.
充满遍地。
That's what Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar.
这是但以理向尼布甲尼撒所说的。
The more I think about that dream, the more I thank the Lord.
我越感谢主。
It's so comforting.
非常的安慰我们。
You know, on one hand, it cut Nebuchadnezzar's pride to pieces.
一方面，它使尼布甲尼撒他的骄傲砸成碎片。
On the other hand, it gives you and me the confidence.
那另外一方面，它给我们有这样的鼓舞。
Now, there is a rock that's not cut out of hand of man that's going to smash the kingdoms.
有一个石头不是从人手所凿，从天上要把这些地上的国度砸成碎片。
That is our Christ.
那是我们的基督。
And that is our God.
那是我们的神。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
the Lord is so wonderful.
我们的主是非常的奇妙。
Now, the second dream.
第二个梦,
It's about Nebuchadnezzar, a dream of a big tree.
他梦见一棵大树。
Yeah, and then the big tree cut to pieces.
那个树命定把它砍下。
So Daniel told him the meaning of that.
然后丹尼告诉他这个梦的意思。
But Daniel told him one thing.
丹尼跟他说了一件事情。
It tells you, he told Nebuchadnezzar, it tells you the Most High God rules in the kingdom of man.
他跟他讲说，至高的神是在人的国度当中来掌权。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
Daniel was a young man.
但以理是个年轻人。
But his heart is connected to God.
但是他的心是却和神连在一起。
His heart is connected to heaven.
他的心和天连在一起。
The Most High God.
至高的神,
in the kingdom of man.
在人的国度当中, 他来掌权。
So this is what he told.
这是他刚才所讲的。
You know, Nebuchadnezzar is really prostrate before him.
尼布甲尼撒是在他面前来匍匐。
That's exactly my dream.
这就是我所做的梦。
What you said is right.
你说的是对的。
So thank the Lord.
感谢主。
You know, that's why Nebuchadnezzar respected Daniel.
所以这个就是为什么尼布甲尼撒他尊敬但以理。
Not only that, Nebuchadnezzar respected Daniel's God.
而且他也尊敬但以理的神。
But dear brothers and sisters, what these stories tell us?
那这个故事告诉我们什么呢
？Today, brothers and sisters, you have to go out to work.
那今天呢，我们都要出去工作。
You have to go to school.
你要去上学。
So whether you are at school or whether you are go out to work.
你在学校，你在工作。
When people see you,
当人看到你
，Do people see God?
你有没有看到神呢
？Right?
是不是呢
？In Daniel's case.
但以理身上
Now, he is at a place the king has right to kill him anytime.
他在一个地方王有权利随时杀他
But the king saw in him something different.
但是王在他身上看到不一样的东西
Not only him, but also his God.
不仅是他是看到他的神
So dear brothers and sisters,
因为姐妹们
you know, oftentimes we go out to work.
有很多时候我们出去工作
Kind of very frustrating.
我们觉得很沮丧
It used to be 9 to 5.
曾经都是九点到五点钟
Now it's 12 hours a day
但是现在是十二个小时一天
Right? And you have cell phone
你现在有手机
You're very happy
你很高兴啊
Wherever you are
你无论你在哪里
Your boss call
你老板都打电话给你
No time
没有时间
24/7
24/7
So this is our kind of a work today
这是我们今天的工作的工作文化
You and I ought to live like Daniel
但是我们要活着像但以理
You know, when we go out to work
我们去工作
You know, our bosses, our friends, when they see us
我们老板朋友看到我们
They see something different
他们看到不一样的东西
They see something beautiful
他们看到美妙的东西
And they actually respect you
那他们就来尊敬你
And not only that, they respect your God
而且他更多他要尊敬你的神
So, brothers and sisters, I think this is the wonderful picture of Daniel that help us.
对这个就是但以理那幅美丽的图画。
70th year.
七十年。
And then Daniel knew when he read the book of Jeremiah.
七十年之后他读耶利米书。
And Jeremiah said, after 70 years, God is going to move the heart of the foreign king to let them go back.
书上说七十年之后神要动外邦王的心让他们回归
At that time, Daniel was almost 90 years old.
那个时候但以理已经快90岁了
Remember, when Daniel was taken captive, he's almost 20.
他刚被掳他 还不到20
Yeah, and then now 70 years later, he's 90 something, almost 90.
那70年之后他快90了
So when he heard it's time to go back,
那他听到快要回去了
You know, he didn't just go by airplane ticket and fly back.
他没有说去买一张机票，他要飞回来。
You know what he did?
你知道他做什么吗
？He went home. He went in to the home.
他回自己的家。
And he put on sackcloth.
他披麻。
And put on dust.
带灰。
He went in to tell the Lord.
他进去告诉神。
He said, "Lord, we are really sorry."
说神啊，我们真是对不起你。
Yeah, for so many years.
这么多年。
Our ancestors.
我们的前辈。
Our leaders.
我们的领袖。
And we.
我们自己。
We have all sinned against you.
我们都犯罪得罪了。
You have warned us long time ago.
你长久之前就警告我们。
If we don't respect your law.
我们如果不遵行你的律法
you're going to send us to the end of the world
你要把我们分散到万国地极
we didn't listen to you
但是我们却没听
and that but Lord you are the one who keeps covenant
但是主啊你是守约的那一位
and you are the one who keep mercy
你是有大怜悯的那一位
now we are not worthy totally not worthy
我们完全是不配的
We are we are causing you so much trouble.
我们主啊，我们给你制造了这么多的难处。
But Lord, remember.
但是主啊，你要记住。
You know this Jerusalem, the city is yours.
耶路撒冷，这是你的城。
And the mountain Zion is yours.
锡安山是你的。
And this people is yours.
民是你的。
So Lord, by your righteousness, bring us back.
主啊，靠着你的公义，你把我们带回来。
Yeah, so that we can live again for your glory.
我们能够再一次为你的荣耀而活。
Your sanctuary now, there was no light.
那边你的圣所没有光了。
But you bring us back.
你要把我们带回来。
So that we can let your holy place shine again.
我们能够使你的圣所再次发出光辉了。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is his prayer.
这是他的祷告。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
You know, you think that he suddenly thought about this?
当他最后说这些。
I don't think so.
我想不是这样。
I think over 70 years he was thinking about this every day.
他不仅那一天，他70年他一直在想这件事。
Lord, we have sinned against you.
主啊，我们得罪了你。
This is his prayer.
这是他的祷告。
And then after his prayer,
他祷告之后，
an angel came.
天使就。
Angel said, Daniel, the Lord has heard your prayer.
天使对他说，但以理，你的祷告神听到了。
You are the beloved of God.
你是神所蒙喜爱的。
And then the angel told him many things.
然后天使就跟他讲很多的事。
So that's the story of Daniel.
这是但以理的故事。
Now Daniel was too old to go back.
但以理他太老，他回不去。
He didn't go back.
他没有回去。
Yeah. So that's his story.
这是他的故事。
Now after that, and we know that the first wave that went back is Zerubbabel, right? And Joshua.
那第一批回去的是所罗巴伯
and a lot of other people.
还有很多其他的人。
I think it's like maybe 15,000 people.
大概有五万左右的人。
Yeah, that's the first wave.
第一批。
You know, they rebuild the temple.
他们重建了圣殿。
And that I'm not going to go into details.
那我们就不讲这些了。
And then the wonderful thing is you can see or if you read the book of Zechariah.
我们读撒加利亚书的时候。
And you can see the thing about the lamp.
我们就可以看到那个当时的那片土地。
Yeah, the prophecy of the lamp.
对那批的预言。
Yeah, it's so wonderful, but we have no time to talk about that.
我们没有时间讲了。
Anyway, after the first wave,
第一批之后，
the second wave went back is about 80 years later.
第二批是八十年之后
，Ezra，
以斯拉。
You know, Ezra actually was born in the captivity.
以斯拉是在被掳之地被生出来。
Yeah, because it's already 80 years after the 70 years.
就是那七十年之后的又八十年。
So he was born there.
他是在被掳之地出生的，
he grew up there.
他在这边成长。
And somehow the king.Respected him.
不知道为什么神也尊敬这个人。
The king knew that he was a man of learning.
他王知道这个是也是有大有学术的人。
The king also knew that Ezra knew the law of Jehovah.
以斯拉知道神的律法。
Yeah. So the king says, you know, we need you to go back to Jerusalem.
神王对他说，我们需要你回耶路撒冷。
Because over there they need some law.
他们那地方需要神的律。
So could you bring the law back?
你能不能把神的
to Jerusalem?
你能不能把神的律法带回耶路撒冷？
And you also can bring some vessels, you know, for the temple.
你可以把一些圣殿的器皿带回去。
So he did.
他就这么做了。
So when Ezra went back.
当以斯拉回去，
you know, he found out something.
他就发现一些事情。
He found out that the people, the Judah people that stayed that in Jerusalem,
那些在耶路撒冷的犹大人，
they are mismarried with locals.
他们与当地的外邦人通婚。
And it's totally contrary to what God's rule of the temple of the of Jerusalem.
这个就是神给以色列在耶路撒冷的律法，他们背道而驰。
And the Lord warned them again and again, you cannot do that.
神一次又一次警告他们，他们不能这么做。
But they did.
他们还是这么做。
So when Ezra knew that,
当以斯拉听到这一些，
he went in.
他就进去。
He put sackcloth.
他披麻。
He put dust on his hair.
蒙灰。
And he started to pray.
他开始祷告。
When he prayed, he really prayed hard.
他真是很努力精心祷告，他又流泪。
He said, "Lord, you have years ago you have warned us not to do bad things. If we do bad things, you're going to send us to captivity.
说神啊，多年之前你警告我们不要做这些的事情，如果我们做，你要把我们散到万。
And we did exactly that.
我们就做了你所警告我们不要做的。
And now you have brought us back.
现在你把我们带回来。
And now we see our people here doing this thing.
但是我又看到这些民又做这些的事情。
So he wept hard.
他就在那边大流泪。
And not only he, but the local people come. Local people in Jerusalem, they came.
不仅是他，而且在住在耶路撒冷的人也都聚集在一起，他们都在那边流泪。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，He wept for the when he repent to God for himself, for the leaders, for their ancestors, the same reason.
所以当他在那边流泪、痛悔、认罪，就为他们的先祖、为他自己、为这些带领的人。
The same reason.
同样的原因。
God, you have warned us 1,000 years ago.
神，你1000年之前就警告了我们。
We do not, if we do not obey the law of the Lord.
我不遵行你的律法。
You know, we will be sent overseas.
我们就要被散到万民当中。
Yeah, and then one day if we return, our heart return, then we return.
有一天我们的心归回，人也归回。
So he wept heartily.
他就在那边痛哭。
And then this is.After about 10 or 15 years,
大概十到十五年之后
and then the next wave over,
下一批又回来
Nehemiah,
尼希米
Nehemiah just have a few people.
尼希米只带了几个人
Nehemiah worked for the, again, worked for the king.
尼希米也是为服侍外邦王的
Also, the king actually liked him.
王也喜欢他
The king really trusted him.
王也信任他
The king used him as the cupbearer.
这个王使用他做酒证。
Yeah, the cupbearer, brothers and sisters, you really have to trust this person to let him be the cupbearer.
你必须信任一个人才能让他当酒证。
At that time in the palace.
那个时候在王宫里边。
Because if he put something in there, you die.
你放一些毒药，你就死了。
So the king really trusted Nehemiah.
所以王很信任尼希米。
So when Nehemiah heard.
尼希米听到了
you know, the people coming from Jerusalem,
从耶路撒冷来的人
told him that the Jerusalem, the wall fell,
告诉他耶路撒冷城墙都毁坏了
the gate fell,
城门毁坏了
and he wept bitterly,
他在那边痛哭
so many, many days,
多日之后
and then when the king saw him, the king said, Are you worried about something?
那个外邦的王就看到说，你是有心里边有什么事吗
？And he prayed to the Lord inside.
他心里边向神祷告。
And immediately he told the king what's happened.
他马上就跟王讲所发生的事情。
So the king allowed him to go back.
王就允许他回去。
Thank the Lord, he brought a very small team of people going back.
感谢主，他带了一小批的人，他们回去。
So this is the third wave.
这是第三批。
You know when they went back.
当他们回去
you know, Nehemiah didn't have a, he wasn't a priest, he wasn't a leader, he wasn't anything like that.
他回去的时候，他也不是祭司，他也不是领袖。
But somehow Nehemiah loved the Lord.
但是不知道为尼希米，他就是有一颗爱神的心。
When he went back, things are not easy.
他回去，事情非常的不容易。
Yeah, the local people were very much against him.
邦地的人非常反对他。
You know, find various problems to trouble them, to force them to stop.
就要给他找麻烦，让他停止他的要做的事情。
But Nehemiah, he talked to the people of Judah that are living there.
然后他尼希米就对住在耶路撒冷人对他们说。
Yeah, he told everybody that we ought to go build a wall.
对他们说，我们要把城墙建起来，要重建城墙。
So thank the Lord, they start to rebuild.
感谢主，他们开始重建。
You know, people around them were giving them all sorts of trouble.
周围的人给他们各种各样的困难。
Do you think you can build a wall?
你以为你可以把城墙建起来吗
？And fox goes up and kick the wall will fall.
一个狐狸越过去都能把城墙给踢倒。
And then Nehemiah called, pray to the Lord.
尼希米就向神祷告。
So thank the Lord, the Lord gave him strength.
感谢神，他给他力量。
So finally, in 52 days, they finished.
在52天，他们就重建了城墙。
So many people participated.
众人都有参与。
Brothers and sisters, this is truly wonderful.
是非常美好的一件事情。
Almost 150 years,
几乎是150年的被掳之后,
and finally when they came back,
当他们最后回来,
52 days they get the wall done.
52天他们重建城墙,
it's just incredible.
非常很了不起.
You know, the Nehemiah, he had there are two things I think I would like to mention to you about him.
尼希米有两件事情我想来,
one thing, as I said, he could pray just any time.
第一件, 他, 任何时候他都会祷告,
anytime, anywhere.
任何时候, 任何地点他都会祷告,
when he ran into a problem,
他碰见问题,
now he just immediately prayed to the Lord.
他马上向神祷告,
as, of course, at that time, the Lord is not with them, the Lord is in heaven.
当然神在天上,
but anytime he would pray to the Lord.
但是任何的时候他都会向神祷告。
He doesn't wait until the prayer meeting.
他不会等到这个祷告聚会。
Of course, they don't have a prayer meeting.
当然他们也没有这个祷告聚会。
You know, they don't wait until Sunday.
他也不会等到主日。
He doesn't wait until a bigger brother tell him to pray.
也不会等到一个大弟兄过来跟说你要祷告。
So anytime he feels some problem, he pray.
他随时碰到问题他都会祷告。
How many times he pray?
他祷告多少次呢? 像这样子。
9 times.
9次。
If you go to the book of Nehemiah,
你看尼希米记的时候,
there are 9 times he prayed like that.
他9次这样祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, I think this is something that encourages us.
我想这件事情能激励我们。
What does that mean by pray anytime?
随时祷告是什么意思?
That means God is always with me.
意思就是神一直与我同在。
And my heart is clinging to my Lord.
我的心是贴向神。
Whether I'm sleeping or whether I'm working, my God is always with me.
我睡觉，我工作，我的神都与我同在。
So dear brothers and sisters, especially when we are young,
尤其是我们年幼的时候,
to have this wonderful habit.
我们年轻的时候，我们要有这样一个习惯。
Pray with the Lord anytime.
随时和神向神祷告。 随时向神来祷告。
So this I'll just leave with you.
那我就讲到。
Another wonderful thing about Nehemiah.
另外一个关乎尼希米的一个,
you know, Nehemiah is a very gifted servant of the Lord.
尼希米是一个, 很有恩赐的一个仆人。
Yeah, and he, you know, he served the king.
他服侍王,
and he served the Lord so faithfully.
他忠心服侍神。
52 days he got the wall built.
52天重修城墙。
He was very gifted.
他很有恩赐。
Another person at that time.
另外，在那个地方同时的一个人,
Ezra.
以斯拉.
Ezra was also there.
以斯拉也在那边的.
And very soon we'll see how important Ezra was.
很快我们就看到以斯拉他的重要性了.
The wonderful thing is these two brothers can work together.
奇妙的是这两个弟兄居然能够在一起来配搭.
There's no problem.
没有问题.
You don't see. In Daniel in the whole book, you don't see Ezra criticizing Nehemiah.
整卷书我们没有看到 以斯拉在那边来指责这个尼希米。
You don't see Nehemiah criticizing Ezra.
你也没有看到尼希米来指责。Not
even in private.
私下也都没有。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is a wonderful picture for us.
我们就看到这是一个很美丽的图画。
Can I work with my brother?
我能不能与我的弟兄来配搭呢?
Can I work with some other brother together?
我能不能和其他的弟兄在一起来配搭呢?
Why oftentimes we can only you have to listen to me?
为什么很多时候说你必须要听我的?
Brothers and sisters, if we live like Nehemiah and Ezra,
如果我们活得像尼希米和以斯拉的话,
we can experience the Lord a lot more.
我们就可以更多的来经历神。
We can experience, we can fellowship with brothers and sisters a lot more than before.
我们就可以更多的与弟兄姐妹有更多的交通。
So this I'll just leave with you.
那我就讲这些。
Remember that.
我们要记住。
These two brothers, wonderful brothers, they can work together.
这两个 好的弟兄，他们可以在一起来配搭。Now,
after the wall is done,
当墙建好之后,
and something very strange happened.
奇怪的事情发生了。The
people over there, they gathered together at this place called Watergate.
他们就在水门那里聚集。
It's close to the temple.
和圣殿很近。
Yeah, and these people gather there.
那些人聚在一起。
Why they gather?
为什么聚在一起？
They have a demand.
他们有一个要求。
They want to hear the word of God.
他们要听到神的话。
They also have another demand.
他们有另外一个要求。
They want the word of God to be explained to them.
他们要求神的话向他们来解释。
Brothers and sisters, if you see the history,
你读历史，
you know, you oftentimes see the wonderful kings or wonderful priests, they collect people and tell them God's word.
我们看到经常有好的王或者有好的祭司把民聚在一起来向他们来讲神的话。
But here is different.
那这边是不一样的。
Here is these people gathered together by themselves.
这些民他们自己自发聚在一起。
They demand to hear the word of the Lord.
他们要求要听神的话。
They demand not only to know the word of the Lord,
不仅要知道神的话，
but also the meaning of it.
而且他知道话的意思。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Ezra was there.
以斯拉在那边。
They essentially asked Ezra to read the word for them.
以斯拉就向众民来读讲、宣讲神的话。
Ezra knows so much.
以斯拉知道很多。
So he tell them the word of God.
他就向他们来讲神的话。
And then the Levites, there are some Levites on the side.
那有些利未人在中间。
The Levi also helped to explain the word of God.
利未人也帮助民来明白神的话。
From morning to about noon to the afternoon.
从早到下午。
Yeah, and then after that, what happened?
那之后什么事情发生呢？
These people all wept.
这些人都在那边痛哭。
All in tears, they all cried.
他们都在痛哭流泪。
And then Nehemiah told them.
尼希米对他们讲。
You don't cry.
不要这样流
泪。Don't be sad.
不要伤心。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
This is a very strange thing.
非常奇怪的事情。
Right? These people want to gather together to hear the word of God.
这些人聚集在一起，他们要听神的话。
And to understand the word of God.
要明白神的话。
And after they understand, they wept.
他们明白之后，他们就痛苦。
Every single one wept.
每一个人都痛苦。
And then Nehemiah told them this.
尼希米对他们讲。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
The Lord is doing something.
神在做一些的事情。
And the wonderful thing is they allow the Lord to do something to them.
奇妙的是他们让神在他们身上来做这些事情。
Why do they cry?
为什么他们要痛哭呢？
I think they now realize for the past 160 years, we have been complaining about the Lord, generation after generation.
过去一百六十年，我们一代又一代在那边来向神来抱怨。
You know, why did you bring us to the foreign country?
你为什么把我们带到这些外邦地来
？No freedom.
没有自由。
No future.
也没有未来。
Yeah, one generation after another.
一代又一代。
Why?
为什么
？But now, after they heard, after they saw the wall built.
那现在他们看到听到也看到墙建造起来。
Now they heard the word of God.
现在他们听到神的话。
They heard the explanation.
他们听到话的
解释。I think they now understand why God sent them over to the foreign land.
那我想现在他们明白为什么神要把他们扩散到。
I think now they understand what Moses said 1,000 years ago.
那现在他们明白一千年前摩西所说的。
If you listen to the word of God,
你如果听神的话，
God will make you high above all nations.
神要使你们远超在万民之上。
If you despise the word of God,
你如果你轻视神的话，
God will scatter out you out to the end of the world.
神要把你们分散到到万民当中。
There, if your heart return to the Lord.
如果在那些地方你的心向神回转，
God will bring you back.
神要把你们归回。
Now they understand.
现在他们明白。
I think now they understand why years ago Daniel would pray like that.
他明白为什么多年前但以理是那样的祷告。
Now they understand why Ezra years ago would pray like that.
现在明白以斯拉为什么年前他是如此那样的祷告。
And would weep like that.
他要那样的痛哭。
And why Nehemiah would pray like that and would weep like that.
他也明白为什么尼希米在那边来痛哭流泪。
And I think they all wept.
他们都在那边痛哭。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
It's sad.
很难过的一件事情。
It's wonderful.
但是很美好。
In their heart, their heart came back to the Lord.
他们的心归向神。
Now why Nehemiah told them the joy of the Lord?
尼希米为什么跟他们讲耶和华的喜乐
？Why the Lord is joyful?
为什么神是喜乐的
？Brothers and sisters, the Lord really loved them.
弟兄姐妹们，神真是爱他们。
The Lord really, over the years, the Lord wait for them eyes to open up.
神多年等候他们眼睛被打开。
The Lord wait for them to repent.
神等他们来悔改。
Now they repent.
现在他们悔改了。
Then there is a future.
他们就有一个将来。
So the Lord's heart is joyful.
神的心就喜乐。
So Nehemiah told them the joy of the Lord.
所以尼希米就跟他们讲耶和华的喜乐。
And also the joy of the Lord is now your strength.
耶和华的喜乐就是你们的力量。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹们，
thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
So oftentimes we ourselves,
有的时候我们是这样。
We make mistakes.
我们犯错。
Sometimes we make long mistakes.
我们做犯很大的错。
But all the time there's one person looking at us all the time.
但是却一直有一位一直在看过我们。
So all the time there's one person waiting for us all the time.
一直有一位在那边，他一直等候我们来回转。
That is our God.
那是我们的神。
He's waiting for us to return.
他等候我们来回转。
And the minute our heart return.
我们回转那一刻。
You know who knows?
你知道谁知道吗
？The Lord knows.
我们的主知道。
The Lord knows every bit, every thought, and every emotion of each one of them.
神知道我们每一位，我们每一点的感觉，一点的感情。
So the Lord saw them to be different.
所以神看他们就不一样了。
And then the Lord is joyful.
是，我主就喜乐。
And Nehemiah says that is your strength.
尼希米说这个就是你们的力量。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is deserves for us to really think hard.
那这个是我们真是需要好好来思考。
The minute we realize that God has forgiven us,
我们明白那一刻我们能明白神是赦免我们。
And we immediately is a different person.
我们马上就是一个不一样的人。
Just at the time when we were saved,
就是我们被救的那一刻。
The minute that we realize the Lord Jesus shed His blood for me.
那一刻我们明白主耶稣为我流血。
But because of He shed His blood,
因为他流血
my sins are all forgiven.
我的罪都得赦免。
No, there's nothing that in me He did not forgive.
在我里边没有什么是他没有所赦免。
When I realize this is something that God has done.
我明白这是神所做的。
Not on other people.
不是在别人身上。
But on me.
是在我身上。
Immediately I become a different person.
马上我就成为一个不一样的人。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
And this is what happened over there.
这个就是在那一刻所发生的事情。
So that's why Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
这就为什么尼希米说耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
Our Chinese translation is good, but not quite right.
中文翻译的不错，但是不够好。
Could you say what the Chinese translation?
耶和华的喜乐是你们的力量。
那另外一个。
啊。耶和华的
喜乐。He forgot the Chinese. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. And I think many of you can actually remember that.
我想我们很多人都会背的哈。
Okay, Nehemiah. Nehemiah 在哪儿？前面。啊？
第八章第十节。
Nehemiah 第八章 ，Nehemiah Chapter 8。
第十节。
啊？
第十节。第八章第十节。
第十节。Okay, go, go, go. Go Chinese.
尼希米第八章第十节又对他们说你们去吃肥美的喝甘甜的有不能预备的就分给他因为今日是我们的主的圣日你不要忧愁因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
You see that? The Chinese says that the joy is actually my joy.
So
it's by the power of Jehovah, I have that joy.
中文的意思就是靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我们的力量。
Now, brother and sister, the joy is not my joy. The joy is His joy.
所以这个喜乐不是我的，是他的。
And His joy is my strength.
是他的喜乐是我的力量。
Brother and sister, this is what it really means.
这是他的，这是这边的意思。
So we thank the Lord.
感谢主。
I don't want to look at the clock. I want to tell you one story.
我不看时间，我告诉你讲一个故事。
You know, Ezra. Remember, he grew up in this captivity.
那以斯拉是在被掳之地长大的。
Born there, grew up there.
他在那边出生长大。
But Ezra chapter 7.
以斯拉第七章。
There is a sentence about him.
说那边是有一件事情是。
It says Ezra set his heart.
他说
study the word of God and to do it.
说以斯拉在那边他是
立志
要学习神的话语，定义要学习神的话语
and do it.
而且要遵行神的话语。
And not only that, and also to teach the people.
不仅如此，而且他要教导众民。
So he wants to study the word of God.
他要学习神的话语。
And he wants to do it.
而且他要遵行神的话语。
And he wants to teach it.
而且要教导神的话语。
And now he set his mind. He set his heart to do that.
他立志是这样行。
Brothers and sisters, this ought to, we ought to think about that.
那这个我们要思考这个。
That is a difficult place.
那是不容易的地方。
I don't think they have Bible studies.
我想他们没有这个查经聚会。
Think on Sundays they can have different speakers.
我想他们主日他们不会有不一样的讲员。
But there, Ezra, why he wants to study the word of God?
那边在那里以斯拉他要学神的话。
Because he loves God.
因为他爱神。
You know, I want to know the word of God.
我要知道神的话。
And not only that, brothers and sisters.
不仅如此。
And he wants to do it.
而且他要遵行神的话。
So dear brothers and sisters, oftentimes our problem is we love to learn the word of God.
我们的问题，我们多很多时候，我们愿意学习神的话。
And then we want to talk about it.
我们愿意谈论神的话。
But Ezra is different.
但是以斯拉却不一样。
And he wants to do it.
他要遵行神的话。
Now after that,
之后。
Now he wants to teach it among his people.
他要教导民来学习神的话。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is truly wonderful.
这是非常美妙的一件事。
In the most difficult place,
在最艰难的地方。
When there's no Bible study,
没有查经聚会。
I doubt whether he has many books.
我觉得他也不会有很多的书。
But somehow, he could study the word of God.
但是不知道他就居然能够来学习神的话。
Now we all know, Ezra is a wonderful a student of the book of the Bible.
我们知道以斯拉是神的话的一个最好的学生。
At that time, he probably the number one 文士。Number one
scribe,
right?
他是应该是最好的文士。
And that's something I think, brothers and sisters, let's think about him every time when we study the Bible.
每一次我们学习来查圣经的时候。
And every time we forget to study the Bible, we have to think about Ezra too.
每次我们学习圣经，我们要思考这个以斯拉。
And every time we say, "Hey, we're too busy."
每次我们说我们太忙了。
Or the Bible study, I don't want to attend.
我不想去查经。
You know, we should think about Ezra.
我们要回想起以斯拉。
Ezra in any difficult situation.
在非常艰难的地方。
He wants to study the word of God.
他要学习神的话。
And also to do it.
而且要遵行神的话。
Brothers and sisters, unless we do it.
除非我们遵行。
Otherwise, the word doesn't really have that much of meaning.
不然的话，这些话对我们就没有什么意义。
And also after we do it,
我们遵行之后，
our understanding of that word is totally different.
我们对这话的理解就完全不一样了。
And then he doesn't teach until he does it.
他除非先行遵行之前，除非他就不会去教导。
In another word, the word of God now becomes his life.
就说这些话成了他的生活，
becomes his experience.
就成了经历。
And only after that,
直到那些这些事情之后，他才去教导。
So, brothers, this is for us to really think about.
弟兄姐妹，我们要思考这些。
You know, not only for these 34, 40 years old.
不仅是为这些四五十岁的人
70-80 years old
或者三七八十岁的人
even for us 20 years old
对于二十岁多多岁的人
love the word of God
我们要爱神的话
study it
我们要学神的话
not only study it
不仅是学
but to do it
而且要遵行神的话
but sister how important this thing doing it do it
遵行是何等的重要
the Lord Jesus said one thing
主耶稣说一件事情
I think it's John's Gospel chapter 7
我想是约翰福音第七章
The Lord Jesus said
主耶稣说
He said anyone if he is willing to do God's will
如果有人要遵行神的话 要遵行神的旨行神的旨意
And then he will know
他就会知道
Whether I say according to myself or whether I say according to God
或者我是按照我自己说的还是按照神说的
是不是第七章The chapter 7, right? Huh? Do you know? 7:10.
17节.
17. Okay, but anyway, I think you now know. Hey, see, the wonderful thing is, this is what Lord Jesus said.
这个就是我们主耶稣所说的。
If you are willing to do God's will,
如果你愿意来遵行
then you will understand what I said.
你就明白我所说的。
You know, the smart people in the world say this.
世上的聪明人说。
Unless I understand what you say.
我除非我明白你所说的。
Otherwise, I will not do it.
我就不会去做。
It turned out, 10 years you won't do it.
那结果就是他十年他都不去做。
And 10 years you don't understand.
十年他也不明白。
But Lord Jesus said,
这主耶稣说。
If you set your mind to do it,
如果你立志遵行他的旨意。
Then you will understand.
你就必晓得。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
This is the difference.
这就是不一样的地方。
So, when we read the Bible,
当我们读神的话的时候
not like physics book.
这不像是物理。
You know, if it's a physics book, you got to understand to believe it.
如果是物理的话你必须要明白才能去相信。
But now it's not physics.
但这不是物理。
It's Bible.
这是圣经。
It's word of God.
神的话。
You have to believe it to understand it.
你必须信才能去明白。
Willing to do it.
你要愿意去遵守。
What does willing to do it mean?
立志去遵守是什么意思
It means it's really true.
就是你是认为圣经是完全真实的是关乎我生命的
I gotta do it. I gotta live according to this.
我必须要遵行这些的
So dear brothers and sisters, I think you know, I have to leave that with you.
我现在必须 要就是
you know, I really hope, brothers and sisters, especially when you are young,
尤其是当你还年轻的时候
you know, believe Ezra.
要信以斯拉
set his mind
要立志
to do the will of God
来行神的旨意
set his mind to study
立志来学习他的话
to do
而且来遵守
and then after that to teach
之后再去教导
and also believe in Lord Jesus
要信主耶稣基督
you know, willing to do God's will
愿意行神的旨意
then we'll understand
然后才能晓得
Is not the other way around.
这不是另外调过来的。
So, when says I cannot be more emphatic on this, I have to leave that with you.
我不能再更强的来强调这一点。
So, when you think about Ezra,
我们想到以斯拉。
Think about how he became Ezra.
他如何成为以斯拉。
Yeah, and he actually didn't grow in Jerusalem.
他没有在耶路撒冷成长。
He grew.In captivity.
他是在被掳之地成长
But he's a different person.
但是他是一个不一样的人
Daniel the same
但以理也是
Nehemiah is the same
尼希米也是
So brothers and sisters I think you know how wonderful God is
弟兄姐妹们我们真是感觉我们的神是何等的奇妙
That is his glory
这就是他的荣耀
When you realize that
让我明白这一点
When you realize that like Daniel
我们明白像但以理
When you realize that as Ezra,
我们如果像以斯拉那样的明白
When you realize that as Nehemiah,
我们如果能像尼希米那样的明白
The glory of God is with you all the time.
神的荣耀就常常与你同在
One more minute, let's bow our head and pray.
一分钟我们低头祷告
Lord, Lord, you are truly wonderful.
主啊，你实在是美好。
Even that many years ago,
因为多年之前
what you did to Moses,
你在摩西身上所做的
what you did to Daniel,
你在但以理身上所做的
what you did to Ezra,
你在以斯拉身上所做的
and what you did to Nehemiah,
在尼希米身上所做的
Lord, we pray,
主啊我们祷告
that that you make us different people.
主，愿你来这样来光照你的民。
That we could set our mind.
我们可以这样的来立志。
To follow you.
来跟随你。
And to have you in the first place in our heart.
让你在我们心中来做首位。
Lord, we like to be like Nehemiah.
主啊，我们愿意像尼希米那样。
That every moment of the day.You are with us.
主啊，我们一天随时你都与我们同在。
At any moment, anywhere, I can pray to you.
主啊，随时随地我都可以向你来祷告。
Yeah, and I pray that you make us like Ezra.
主啊，愿你向我们，让我们活着像以斯拉。
When we were young,
让我们当年轻的时候。
When we are young,
我们还是年轻的时候。
That we can set our mind, set our heart to study your word.
我们可以立心立志来学习你的话语。
To do it.
并且遵行你的话语。
Lord, we really praise you.
主，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, we pray that give us a spirit like in Daniel.
主啊，求你给我们像但以理那样的灵。
Yeah, depend on you every day of my life.
主啊，我们一生的每一天都来依靠你。
For 70 years.
有七十年之久。
Yeah, become one person even the world would admire.
主啊，就算成为那一个世界都来要尊崇的人。
And yet we can tell other people.
但是我们却可以向别人来说
the heaven rule in this world.
主啊，在地上乃是天来掌权。
Yeah, the things what happen in the world will not affect us.
主啊，世上的事情不会影响我们。
And there is a rock that's not cut by the hand will smash the kingdoms.
有一个不是人手所凿的石头，要从天上要把列国砸成碎片。
It will grow up like a big mountain.
主啊，要成为一座大山。
Lord, we really thank you.
主，我们真要感谢你。
We thank you for your glory.
我们感谢你的荣耀。
Lord, I pray for my dear brothers and sisters.
我为我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And you lead them on.
求你带领他们。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.